Hello, welcome to the first episode of the Strong and Sculpted podcast. I'm your host, Vic Sharp. This is an introductory episode, so today I want to talk to you about what the Strong and Sculpted podcast is, what I'd like it to become, then secondly, how I'd like you to use it or what I'd like you to get from it, and then finally, because this is the first one, I'll just talk to you quickly about who I am and what I've done leading me up to today. So kicking off, my goal for the podcast is to help you to improve your knowledge and your relationship around food, exercise, and your body image. I'm going to be delving into a range of topics that I think you'll find helpful as you do navigate through this really confusing sphere of health and fitness and diet culture. It was a toss-up between either starting a podcast or an email newsletter. I prefer talking over writing. I like to listen to the podcasts. If I open up an email and it seems to be really lengthy from, you know, something that I've subscribed, like a newsletter, I find it difficult to read the whole thing in its entirety. So I thought a podcast would be better. I like to teach and I am a thinker. I can be very introspective and I am of the belief that I'll eternally be a work in progress. I do think deeply about some of the concepts within nutrition, lifestyle, behaviour management and philosophy. Years ago, my wee brother, he'd introduced me to the School of Life's work and a modern day philosopher called Alain de Botton. And that was me. I was instantly hooked. And since then, I've listened to quite a lot of different philosophers and philosophies and teachings. And I find it absolutely fascinating. So the focus of this podcast series is going to be to help to break down the confusing information that swamps us around healthier living so you can live a more fulfilling life, but while also still attaining the physique that you desire. I will include links in show notes of resources which relate to each specific episode's topics. So what I hope that you would gain from listening to this podcast is a bit of infotainment, let's call it. So I will be aiming to break down information. And at times, I will be inviting you into my inner monologue, which may be entertaining. I'm going to try and focus on taking one core subject per episode. And that's really so that you can quickly scroll through the menu and just choose what you want to listen to based on the title. So if you do end up following me for a particular type of subject, then hopefully you'll be able to go straight to that area and not waste any of your time scrolling through things or listening to things that aren't of interest to you. You absolutely will not hear me talking about any one-sided dogma. No, nor will you get any supplement sales thrown at you. Just solid, no-nonsense health, fitness and nutrition advice that is going to work to get you results. And there will be mindset, philosophy thrown in there as well because it's all-encompassing. Please do reach out with any topic suggestions and questions. I am always happy to share what I know. And I also look forward to researching any areas that interest you as well. I would really like further down the line or in a few episodes time to have Q&A episodes. So please do ask the questions. You can ask the questions if you DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is vixsharp_. I'll also be making episodes based on the struggles that my clients face most frequently. So what tends to keep coming up, and I would really like to have some guests on so that you're not just listening to my monotone voice. And then the last bit, so a few wee bits about me, like how did I get here? What was my journey? Growing up, I was active. I was active as a kid. I was always like kind of just playing. I was not athletic, so I am definitely not naturally gifted with good hand-eye coordination. I do remember my sister and my dad going out to play golf together. I felt like I was being a bit left out, And then whenever this one time that I can't remember now if they invited me or I asked to go. Anyway, one time they brought me along. Thought this was great. No, I absolutely sucked. I needed the driver club for everything, and I left the green in, I think it's called the green, in such a freaking mess. I'm not good at sport, but I really enjoy moving. Don't really know why I was always attracted to working out. But my earliest memory of actually exercising, like structured activity really, was I in first year, so it was maybe 11 or 12, and I used to go and stay in my friend Kira Jo's house, and we would do her mum's Jane Fonda videos in her living room. And I really looked forward to going to Stan and Kira's every weekend to be able to do these Jane Fonda videos. Then whenever I left school, I was still active in school, not sporty, but active. I went on to college and I studied sports therapy. That's when I actually learned how to do a proper squat. Before that, my squats were horrendous, but I didn't know. And then my tutor taught me how to do a proper squat. And I realized I know nothing. All those years of, just being active and thinking that I was doing movements correctly. It was only whenever there was another watchful eye over me and guiding me that I realized, flip, I've a lot to learn. Then I went on, I studied sports science. I joined a gym. I joined LA Fitness here in Belfast, where I became hooked on their group fitness classes. And that spurred me on then to do my fitness instructor and personal training qualifications. I guess I started out exercising as a way to feel good about how my body looked. With, I wanted to improve certain areas that I didn't particularly like looking at in the mirror. But over the years, it's changed from being more of a necessary evil in a way to becoming more of a it's definitely 100% now. It's a crucial part of my self-care routine. I need to do it. It gives me energy. I really notice my mood is a lot lower whenever I don't get the chance to exercise and be active. So I've now been a personal trainer for over 15 years. After getting my degree in health and leisure, I studied to become a nutritionist. I studied to become a nutritionist specifically because when I was 23, I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. So I'd started to put weight on and I wasn't sure why. I was putting weight on despite what I thought was not eating a lot of calories. I went through that, the pitfalls, the mistakes of trying diet pills and that. So I knew I need to learn. I really need to learn how to keep my body healthy and keep myself within a healthy weight range. So I need to go and learn more. And I did nutrition and it was phenomenal. It was great. The course that I did was brilliant. And the more I learned over the years, the more aware I became of just how toxic and self-serving the fitness industry and the accompanying diet culture can really be. It's parts of it are absolutely poisonous. So I've been doing my best to combat that with my in-person and all my online clients, like debunking the myths and kind of breaking down those barriers and those beliefs that some people have around dieting. And the fitness industry as a whole, we really need to get away from this clickbait extreme approaches that are all over the internet. I feel so strongly about that. The guidance within the health, fitness, and nutrition industry, it's constantly evolving. So through my other profession, which is as a lecturer, I'm fortunate to be exposed to the most up-to-date research and findings. Every day is really, really is a school day. I love learning. I'm gonna continually learn about fitness, exercise, health, mindset for the rest of my days. And I can't wait to share all the hints, tips with you around what I know so far and also what I continue to learn. I am extremely aware of the pitfalls. I did make all the mistakes. The fat burners, tried the Atkins diet. Gillian McKeith, if anybody remembers her, and You Are What You Eat, bought her book, tried to follow it. Oh, geez. The detox, shit yourself, tease. God, tried it all. What I am hoping from this podcast is that you will not make the same missteps that I did. The rest of my journey then, I really enjoyed doing Pilates. So I became a Pilates instructor. I trained to become a Pilates instructor. And then I got into weightlifting, and that's where a lot of it changed for me. And whenever I started Olympic weightlifting, then I then went on and became a strength and conditioning coach. But the weightlifting was the big thing around just being more, I guess more time efficient in the gym. You do not need to do hours and hours of cardio if you don't want to. So anyway, on to the why am I doing this now? Why have I decided to do a podcast? I do try and stick to the philosophy that if you're going to do something, do it right or do it well. Oftentimes that has left me paralyzed and it stopped me from taking action altogether. So I'm now trying to take a bit of a detour and explore the premise of imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. I heard that months ago. I've heard that repeatedly since, and I'm going to try and live by it. I do find social media and new technologies complex, and in my own head, complexity equals overwhelm. So I'll put it off. I'll have the best intentions and I'll just continue to put it off. And I know I'm not alone in this. Like, so many people are afraid to start for fear of failure. However, I am a coach and I'm always reassuring my clients that practice makes progress. So now I'm going to take a big gulp of my own medicine and trust that I'll get better with each week that goes by. So please bear with me as I negotiate the social media minefield. And also, thank you in advance for persevering with my really poorly edited content. It will get better. And on that note, I'm going to wrap up now and I'll release episode 2 next week. And from then on, I'll release an episode each week, at least one episode each week. So please click follow to get the updates. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye.